Welcome to the Beehive Archive, a two-minute look at some of the most pivotal and peculiar events in Utah's history. In 1896, to promote his growing chain of national newspapers, publisher William Randolph Hearst cooked up a wildly extravagant plan to sponsor a transcontinental bicycle relay. Knowing the scheme would require local people to scout the best route, he recruited bike enthusiast William Rischel to investigate the Nevada to Wyoming leg of the coast-to-coast course. On his way from Salt Lake to California, Rischel swung north of the Great Salt Lake, but quickly concluded that the northern route was too long to work for the relay. Scrapping that course, he instead decided to follow, at least roughly, the old Hastings cutoff that many overland pioneers had followed to the West Coast. This southern trail would cut miles off the relay and hopefully speed the cyclists on their way east from California. Rischel arranged to have himself and his friend Charlie Amis dropped off at Terrace, Utah, a railroad town in central Box Elder County. With a few sandwiches, a questionable map from an old prospector, and four canteens between them, the two men set out on a southwesterly course toward Grantsville. At first, the going was easy over encrusted salt, but soon Rischel and Amis found themselves bogged down in the desert's infamous mudflats. Then their water ran out. But by alternating between carrying and riding their bikes, the two men finally found the tiny spring on the lakeside mountains that had been marked on the prospector's map. Evening fell as they rested at the spring, encouraging them on to their destination with its cooler air. Added encouragement was a view of the lights of the old Salt Air Pavilion. At about midnight, aching and thirsty, Rischel and Amis finally pedaled their way down Grantsville's main street. A few weeks later, heavy rains forced a reluctant Rischel to scrap the southern course he had just traversed and reroute Hearst's relay around the Great Salt Lake's northern end. Sources and past episodes of the Beehive Archive may be found at utahhumanities.org. For the Beehive Archive, a production of the Utah Humanities Council, I'm Megan Van Frank.